What's up, everybody? This is the Tucson Pinball Podcast, episode 17. So today I passed up a $40 EM today called Jive Time because I have too many projects. Now, this Jive Time that was on Craigslist, if you saw it, it was only up there for like an hour and a half because it stayed in the family. Yes, Robert Witt picked it up. So very excited to watch how this progress goes. But it is a project in every sense of the word. The paint is atrocious on the cabinet and the head. The logic board, which is all the relays on the bottom because it's mechanical logic, all of that sits on the bottom of the cabinet. And that is being held on with two straps right now because the bottom of the cabinet has fallen out. There's at least two corners of the head. Two of the four corners are completely separated and will need to be worked on. And who knows if the game even runs. But for $40, you have to get that. So I talked to Robert and I said, I can't fit another project on my plate. I have no idea what the timing is, blah, blah, blah. And so like an hour later, he texts me back. He's like, it's in the back of the truck. So let's talk about these projects. And we're going to go in order from oldest to newest because in the newest project, I have a pretty massive update. So 1959, Golden Bells. That one is, the playfield's out. Everything's stripped. There's two layers of clear on it. I had filled in the inserts, but some of the inserts weren't completely sealed, and so the clear dripped all the way through. So I'm going to have to go in the back side of those and re-glue those to make sure everything is sealed so I can re-drip clear coat into those things and everything will level out. Mechanically, when I plugged it in, the game didn't work, but there's also a fuse blown. I thought it might just be the GI fuse, but who knows. But yeah, that'll obviously have to get repaired. There's two or three relays that are burned, so that's probably got something to do with the fuse, and yeah, who knows. There's no reels on it. Well, actually, that's not true. There's a single reel, the credit reel. The scoring is all done with lights. It's one of those very high number scores for that era, like in the millions when you have other games like that come out a couple years later and they're scoring in the thousands or even the hundreds. You know, those were the first set of reels. But this will score in the hundreds of thousands and then the millions. So anyways, that one, I'm looking forward to having that one back on the plate, but for now it's on the back burner. We have Joust. 1969 Valley, which still has a clear-coated playfield, even though it has no art on it. So that one, I'm still dealing with the overlay stuff for the playfield art. I actually found some place that will be able to do that. I just don't have time to get to it yet. So that will happen when it happens. High Speed is the cabinet and the head are all painted, sanded and smoothed and everything. It looks really nice. The front left corner got really water damaged at some point, and so it's kind of bubbly. So I don't think I'm even going to do art on this one. I think it's just going to be all black, and I'm okay with that. I was thinking about doing the metal trim, like doing a super blackout of it and like blacking out do a black powder coat on the trim. It's like, that might be a little bit too much. The speaker grill that was coming off, though, I completely tore off what was on there and replaced that with some fabric and stapled that on. I didn't even want to deal with glue because who knows if it was going to seep through or hold in different areas. So I just did the upholstery thing and stapled it on the back side, and everything looks good now. So I have the playfield stripped almost entirely of that one, and then that'll get sanded and then cleared, and then the new overlay, and this overlay is good, and then clear that one. And then put everything back together. So that one's actually kind of a good chunk of the way through. The cabinet was actually quite a bit of work to get where it is now. But it's on a good roll. So hopefully get that one done in whatever time frame. I have no idea. Then there's F-14. Dave Bell's F-14 Tomcat that he picked up a couple months ago now. He has loaned it to me so that I can take a look at it. And then I think I've got a pretty good idea what needs to get worked on that one. I just have to be able to get into it. So hopefully find time to do that. you know, because it's a fun game. It was cool. It's playable. It's playable. Just some of the features don't work, and I think the left slingshot, it's the left slingshot or maybe both the slingshots don't work, and then the upper left flipper, which, you know, it is what it is, and it's a four flipper game, and there's two slings. There's no upper slings that I can think of on that one, so that one will get done in short time. And and what I mean by that is the laundry list is not very long on that one, hopefully. So that one's a fix and get out to the rink so that we all can enjoy that. So thank you, Dave, for that opportunity. And then we come to the latest disaster, Attack from Mars. So I spent 9.5 hours on Saturday, and it's now Monday afternoon. I spent 9.5 hours on Saturday working on this thing, and I made a good chunk of progress. I went to pick up some switches to replace, there was four switches out. The left and right lower switch on the orbits were not working, so obviously you can't collect those progress whatevers. The capture and the, what is it, a big O beam? Something like that on the right side. And then the right side out lane and the right side in lane would not work. So that's half of your dots that you're collecting for your stroke of luck lighting. And those wouldn't work either. So swap those, and the game's a lot more playable now. The second switch on the left ramp was not working. And fortunately, I discovered this morning that it was a broken wire, and it was hovering right next to the tab. So it was kind of disguised a little bit. So anyways, let's go over everything I did on Saturday. So the four switches, and I had to bend those because I got them from a local electronics store, Elliott's Electronic Supply. They are awesome. They are what Radio Shack maybe used to be, and then some. They're really cool. Let's see, final touch-ups. I did some painter's tape and some touch-ups that hopefully, you know, fake it till you make it, and it's definitely being faked. But it looks presentable. There's not big black splotches where I covered up wood filler and exposed wood and stuff like that. The side rails, I had straightened those out a couple of days ago, and so those were a super quick application. Let's see, metal cabinet protectors on the corners, just like Stern uses, that you don't see them. They're not the plastic ones that go beyond what the leg connection points are. So the legs only ever make contact with these. They will not ever touch the cabinets, and this is what you should be using to protect your cabinets, because your legs won't dig into them and become noticeable. The coin door, I stripped that out and pounded that thing flat because that had been dented in during the collision during shipping, and that took a while because there's a lot of stuff on there. I had to super glue one of the coin guides. So there's two coin slots, and they have this little, like, waterfall-type geometry, so the coin kind of rolls down and goes into the position on the coin mech. I had to fix that. There's a, let's see, the orange trim. So there's the reject button, and then there's the orange trim that goes around the coin slot that, on that same side, had cracked in half, so I super glued that back together, and there's another tab that gets screwed into on the inside of the coin door, and that will get glued back together very shortly. The glue on the orange piece just finished setting, so that'll go in here pretty soon. Let's see, one of the coin door buttons, and there's four of them, that was non-functional, and fortunately these things are actually really simple because reliability is a factor, and then also low cost is another factor. These are actually really simple when you look at them, but one of them had started to fail, as in it wouldn't work at all, and so I took it apart and found what was wrong, fixed that. So now everything works there. Let's see, the front right leg bracket. Oh yeah, so when the collision happened and that front right corner split, there's actually 8 screws that hold that plate in, and that's what the leg bolts screw into. So there's two that go into this wedge that's kind of nailed between the two walls of the cabinet, and then there's 3 going into each side of the cabinet, and 5 of those had stripped out, the two center ones, and then the ones on the right side of the cabinet. So, re-glued or glued in some wood dowels and drilled that area out and reinstalled that. And so she's solid. If you saw the Facebook post, that was kind of what the Steve Irwin, here we have in our native, habitat for the giraffe, newborn calf rising to its feet for the first time, that kind of stuff. Oh yeah. The top right Martian, so we're going to call him Martian number 3. There is 4 on the bracket that holds that coil, because each one has its own coil for when the Martians pop up and down. And one of my favorite modes in all of pinball is the beginning of the Martian attack, because it's funny. So that top right side, those 4 screws, there are 4 screws. Each one of them was stripped out, and it actually pulled off a couple layers of the ply. And so even when I fixed them first by gluing in some dowels, and for whatever reason, that was rubbing up against the edge of the trim, and it wasn't letting that thing move freely, and so I shifted that over half a hole, and now everything's fine. It's nice and secure. There's 2 new holes, and, well, no, I didn't shift it over a half a hole. I shifted it over a full hole. So I used 2 of the old holes that had been redowelled, and they're fine, and then I drilled 2 new holes, and everything's awesome. All the controlled lights, I switched to LEDs, and where possible, they're colored. And all the flashers have been changed to LEDs as well. And the drop target switch, it wouldn't work some of the times. The drop target wouldn't register, and so it would just, stay down. And the cause of that is so your typical switch is held on by 2 teeny little screws. And sometimes there's a hole for one, and then there's a slot for the other so you can adjust the angle. Well, the only screw that was left was the one that was in the hole, and so the slot one was just kind of freely moving, right? It was pivoting around the hole. And so that was pivoted to a point that it was not making contact. So I fixed that, and so now the drop target works first time, every time. So yeah, that's 15 items, and I might not have caught them all. I think I got them all. I don't know. Either way, 15 items. I got done on Saturday. Today, I re-soldered that wire on the upper left ramp switch. And so now, when the kids are done watching cartoons on Netflix and dinner is over, I'm going to be shooting for some super jackpots. Because now all 5 jackpot shots, 5, 6, whatever it is, all the shots work. So anyways, so now that your eyes are nice and glazed over, here's my to-do list. I have to tear down everything so that I can clean it and re-rubber everything. I have to do the GI, which I think I have enough bulbs left over after all the other stuff. The left ramp second switch, cross that off the list. The saucer harness, there's 6 wires on this harness, and they've been cut for whatever reason, so get to redo those. It was too clean of a cut to have just been torn out when the saucer got smashed in the crash, so that might have been deliberate, so I might have to troubleshoot something after that. Who knows? Cluffies are on order, and they should be coming soon. The second Martian target. Oh, yeah, the top left side, that green, nice, fat target. The plastic part has snapped off, and so all that's exposed is the metal leaf switch behind it and the rivet. The rivet's the only thing left. So I'll have to replace that once that comes in the mail. That's in the same package that the Cluffies are in. The light box, every single clip that holds the lights in, and there are 40 lights and 6 flasher bulbs. Every one of those snapped during the accident. So I'll have to not only order 46 of those things, but I'll also have to take out the old ones without snapping the wire and then install the new ones without having a not good connection. So yay, sounds like fun, right? Let's see. Oh, the lock in the spaceship. So the lock shot is that it's just to the left of that main saucer, the 3 drop-down, not drop-down targets, but that bank that goes down. When you hit the ramp the first time, it has to go through the entire ramp and come back to your in-lane in order to open up the lock shot. The lock shot is super easy to just dribble it in, but for some reason, when you hit that lock shot kind of hard, it will trigger the drop target. There's a switch behind the drop target for the saucer. So it'll give you dirty pool instead of giving you a lock shot. And that's kind of weird, but I'm I have no idea what's causing that. You'd think there'd be like a gate or something to keep the ball from going past the first switch and onto the second switch. But according to the drawings, that's not the case. And I have no idea what the problem is. Let's see. The top lanes, so your skill shot, those two in lanes, kind of like Medieval Madness, neither one of those switches works. It would have been really nice to know when I was buying switches on Friday. But since I had to take each one of those four switches out that I fixed and re-bend the wire just a little bit so that the ball would roll from both directions, because these things are in the back and like doing this by hand is not sounding like a fun thing, I think I'm just going to order them from wherever I order my stuff from when I solve the next problem. So two of the three pop bumpers, the way those things work is it's actually really complicated to explain, but it's really simple in how they work. But there's a yoke underneath that connects the two rods from the pop bumper ring, and that goes from a 2 into a 1, so it looks kind of like a blocky Y, and that 1 goes into the coil. Well, that yoke that basically has three holes in the straight line, two of those are broken, so I'll have to get new stuff for that. Didn't notice that until I was fixing the Martian that had been ripped out of the underside of the playfield, and I was like, oh, hey, that's why this thing acts kind of weird. So, moving on, flipper bushings. The left side is kind of sloppy when it flips. You can tell. It's you can tell. The right one's pretty fine, but they come in a set, so guess what the recommended thing to do is? Yeah, we're going to change the set. A new main ship bracket is coming because you can't just get the spring that holds on the whole main saucer. You have to get that bracket because it is tightly wound around, that spring is tightly wound around a metal stub. And then it's threaded at the bottom and you screw that into the game. But it's like, really, I need to get this whole thing? I just need the spring. So anyways, one of those is coming. And lastly, the ball trough is not square because in the collision, it was knocked a little bit askew. So every now and then when a ball drains and it was kind of a slow roller into the drain, it doesn't have enough speed going to make it its way all the way down. So it'll kind of get stuck and you can actually just kind of look up and over it and you will see it sitting there. And with the glass off, you can just kind of, boop, you know, knock it over. But otherwise, you're going to run into some problems. So I'll have to unbend that, and I'm going to take it off and, you know, just kind of make it work without stripping out those holes. Because that would suck. Because I don't want to re-glue and dowel and do that more, because I've already done that a lot. So anyways, that's the Attack from Mars update. If you're keeping score, you should have 15 repairs to 13 to-dos. So yes, the repairs are currently winning. Go Team Repair. And I'm going to be putting in an order as soon as I can find out what I need to order, if anything, to keep that that lock shot from jumping over and going over and giving Dirty Pool once and then never awarding lock shots. It just kind of spits it out. So yeah, that's kind of it. Just kind of a random project update thing, not really related to much, but if you're looking for ETAs for games on location, that should hopefully give you a little bit of a status on things, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. So all in all, hey look, under 20 minutes, that's first time in a while. So aside from that, thanks for tuning in, and party on.
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth!
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!
And we're clear.